Jerry Falwell was a giant of a man. He was a man of faith. He was a prophet of our generation. I'm going to miss him. Maisel, Jerry Jr., Jeannie, Jonathan, family. People have asked me, Franklin, did you agree with Jerry Falwell? Every time he opened the Bible, I agreed with Jerry Falwell. And you know what? He opened the Bible a lot, didn't he? I thank God for him. He was a man who was committed to the gospel. I guess that's what connected to me to Jerry so much. He believed with all of his heart that Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life, and that there was no way that anyone could approach a holy God except through Jesus Christ. He believed it. I thank God for Jerry Falwell. Now, he was controversial. Jerry's goal wasn't to be popular. We know that. You know, I think of Zacchaeus. Remember when Jesus was coming through Jericho and Zacchaeus wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he couldn't. Couldn't see over the crowd. So he went ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree. And Jesus stopped and he saw him and he called his name and said, Zacchaeus, come down quickly because I'm going to come to your house. And remember, all the people muttered, he's gone to the house of a sinner. One thing that I learned about Jerry Falwell, Jerry knew how to welcome sinners. And he would disagree with you, and he did it with a smile. And people sensed that Jerry loved them, even though he disagreed with them. He loved them. Now, he was controversial. Now, the New York Times this week called him one of the old lions, replaced by a new breed of evangelicals. Well, I don't know who can replace him, but that's what they said. I pray to God that these new leaders will be the champions of these same values that made him controversial. You see, he believed in the gospel, that's controversial. He believed in the inerrancy of Scripture, that's controversial. He believed in the sanctity of life, was against abortion, that's controversial. He believed in the family. And who would have ever thought that would be controversial? He believed in marriage, was the union between a man and a woman. He believed that the moral decay weakened the fabric of America. That's controversial. He believed that political leaders should be men and women of integrity and of character and biblical values. He believed in the local church. God bless him. People loved him. Even men like Al Sharpton, who said, I disagreed with Jerry on just about everything, but Jerry was the real deal. He loved me. He cared for my family, Al Sharpton said. And so many people, the same thing. God bless Jerry. Jerry was a friend. And because Jerry Falwell opened up his arms to me, I have a whole new family of friends around the world because of Jerry Falwell. Jerry Falwell has a personal stake in my own family. All four of my children, my three sons and my daughter, went to Liberty. My three boys found their wives here at Liberty, and I knew I was going to owe Jerry forever for that. When asking around, when my youngest or my oldest son, Will, was looking for a college, I started, you know, Jane and I started looking at Christian schools and universities. And, of course, my father went to Wheaton, and my mother, and other family and a lot of friends, and so there was kind of pressure to go that direction. I remember calling a friend of mine down in Charlotte, a pastor, said, you know, I hear a lot about Liberty, and it seems to be such a great school. What do you think? He said, I'm going to tell you, Franklin. He said, there's something in that school. He said, the students up there, they got a fire in their belly. He said, they got a fire for the gospel. He said, they come out of liberty. He said, they come back into our church. They come back into our community, and they're men and women of God, and they're standing for biblical principles. He said, you send your son to liberty. Boy, I tell you what, I thank God for that advice. They have a fire in their belly. Says in 2 Thessalonians, so then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and the God of our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. Jonathan and Jerry Jr., your father has left a great example, not only to you as a family, but to me and to all of us and everyone who stands in a pulpit to preach and proclaim the gospel. Jerry Falwell has left an example and a legacy. And I pray that that fire that's in the belly of these men and women, these champions for Christ, I pray that fire will continue and that you men will just fan that flame. And let me tell you, God bless you and may God be with you. We're going to stand with you. Your father was my friend and I'm your friend. I promise you that.